You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. All right, I think we're ready to go here. I'm just going to send this episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is a list. Oh, what, can you even see it? There it is. That's a list of all the stuff I'm going to talk about today. And no guests today, so you're not going to learn anything. Actually, you might become dumber after listening to this episode. So, stick around if you want to hear a guy just look and sound like a damn idiot. But I'm going to kick off today's episode with some breaking news here in my life, okay? And this is big, big news. And it mostly affects all girls that live in my neighborhood that have not hit puberty yet. Taylor Swift, or as I like to call her, T-Swizzle, just dropped a new album, and that's what is being talked about right now. That is what I'm listening to and from my daughter's wrestling practices, to and from her dance practices. It is Eat, Sleep, and Poop, Taylor Swift. And for all you fathers of daughters out there, I think you can understand what I'm talking about. But here's some interesting facts. I bet you didn't know this, but Taylor is actually a big fan of the Sportsman's Empire catalog of podcasts. I think the last time I talked with her, she mentioned some of her favorite episodes that she likes to catch up on every week, is two of them in particular. For some reason, she really loves the guys from the Missouri Woods and Water podcast. And she also loves to listen to me on the Hunting Gear podcast. She says she's not really into the Nine Finger Chronicles, which I don't blame her. That guy's a douche. But the Hunting Gear podcast, she can really get behind. It really speaks to her. So Missouri Woods and Water, keep doing what you're doing. One of your biggest fans, T-Swizzle. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing on the Hunting Gear podcast. Shout out to Cameron Stover for helping me out on that. She's actually a fan of his series as well on the Hunting Gear podcast. So that's the news that's kind of coming in to the nine finger world right now. Outside of that, we have baseball season today. When I'm recording this, when you're listening to this last night, I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Tuesday will be the opening day for my son's baseball practice. And I will say this, when I was a kid, I absolutely loved playing baseball. Like, it was my, it was absolutely my favorite sport to play. I loved baseball more than football, more than wrestling, more than basketball. I just wanted to play baseball all the time. I loved baseball. And seasons were so short. Now, today, the seasons in today's world, for any fathers of sons or daughters who play travel baseball or travel softball, holy shit. It's out of control. It's 100% out of control. And like, you should see our calendar. We have a calendar in our house. And if an event does not make the calendar, you will not go to it. So we're planning out, like, it's April and we're planning out June, July, August already. And we have pretty much something going on every week between now, week and weekend, between now and the time that school starts up back in August. It's mind-blowing. Anyway, travel sports are ruining the amount of fun kids can actually have playing baseball. It blows my mind, to be honest with you. I grew up in a town where baseball was, from the second school got out And then it went 2 months, June, July, and you were pretty much done by mid-July, you know, third week in July. Then you're done. Play baseball, and then you're done. Now, fall ball. I mean, my son's team has practice every week throughout the entire year. Sometimes it's once, sometimes it's three times, depending on time of year. But for we have fall baseball, and so now we're going to be juggling fall baseball, and he wants to play football, and then basketball, and then wrestling, and then all that shit. Oh, man, Jesus, it is out of control, and it's not cheap either. Just imagine all of the hunts that I could go on if I didn't have kids. I could go to Alaska every single year and pay for a doll sheep hunt, or go to Afghanistan and hunt like the rarest ibex in the world. I could do that every year if I didn't have kids. But instead, I choose to live broke as shit so my kids can play baseball. Some of the funniest memes that I've seen are just like, I pay $500 a month so I can watch my kids strike out. It's the truth. Anyway, baseball season. That's what's going on. What else we got? Update. Hey, a while ago, this is kind of sad news. A while ago, I had a smoker. Oh, and I loved it. I smoked tons of meats on it, made smoked queso in it. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Storm comes. One wheel rolls off of the concrete. The entire balance of the smoker goes over, breaks the auger. Now it's in the trash, right? No smoker. A couple days ago, this past weekend, I went and bought another smoker, and I smoked two turkey breasts that I shot from last year, and I'm glad I bought it because it turned out to be absolutely delicious. And so for those of you guys out there who have shot a turkey and you don't really know how to cook it properly, I mean, sometimes turkey meat, if not cooked right, can come out really dry and tough. But when you throw it on a smoker, I had it on the smoker for 4.5 hours. I put it on at 6:30, took it off at 11 this morning. And I can still smell it and taste it. Delish. My stomach is really full right now because that's what I had for lunch today. And I'm going to have enough to eat for the rest of the week. I'm going to make some deli sandwiches with it. I might, you know, mix it with some rice and make some kind of Asian dish with it. Really, really, really recommend smoking your turkey breast. I usually don't keep the legs, but I will say that my man Nick Otto with Huntivore, he has challenged me in previous years to find recipes for the turkey legs. So that's one thing that I'm going to be doing today. But before we get into the rest of this episode, which is going to be, it's on a piece of paper right here, if you can hear this. It's on a piece of paper. I don't know where I'm going to go. I have a list of things I want to talk about, and then I'm just going to shut it down fairly easy. I'm not going into detail on these commercials. I'm just going to name some brands. If you guys could do me a big favor and just go check out the products and the companies that support this podcast, I would really appreciate it. So here's a shout out to all the brands that help support me: Tethered, Wasp, Vortex, Feed Hub from Moultrie Mobile, Code Blue Sense, Woodman's Pal, Huntworth. And if you're watching on YouTube, check out the new Full Sneak Fight Club t-shirt. Dude, it's badass. I got a buddy, Nick Larson Design. He designs all my t-shirts for me because I write them down on a piece of paper, or I draw them in my crudest kindergarten ability, and I send it to him. I go, can you make something out of this? And he does his magic and he turns it into a t-shirt. So a huge shout out to Nick. Go check out fullsneakgear.com and check out the Full Sneak Fight Club t-shirt. All right. Huntworth, Woodman's Pal, Code Blue Sense, Feed Hub by Moultrie Mobile, Vortex Optics, Wasp, Broadheads, Tethered, and I think that's it. Oh, Interstate Batteries. Okay, so I can fold this part up right now. You know, in the real world, you know, men are supposed to carry the weight, right? We are supposed to carry the weight. We are supposed to not complain. We're never supposed to have any problems. We're supposed to just tough it out and make it work, make it happen. And for the most part, it's working, right? I mean, I everybody has struggles in this world, but I just feel like lately, I've been really struggling to find balance in my family and work. And I don't want to sacrifice either one, but usually I'm starting to sacrifice work, okay? Just so I can go and chill with my kids for a little bit. And so, you know, obviously they're at school right now. I spend time with them when they're, you know, when I go take them to their practices, but there's never a lot of, throughout the week, there's never a lot of just like quality sit down time that I get to have with my kids. And all these like thoughts are racing through my head recently where like, I should probably start putting a lot more effort into the Sportsman's Empire, the Nine Finger Chronicles, the Hunting Gear Podcast, all of the social media feeds that we operate here. And really, but it's hard because I'm trying to balance that with family. And there's no joke. And for those of you guys who are self-employed, you'll understand this. A guy who is working on his own business could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to build and improve his business. And then certain things, you know, would sacrifice. And I don't like having to sacrifice time with the family, but I feel like this summer there's going to be an opportunity for me when the kids are not at school to wake up early, to get a lot of work done throughout the entire morning, early afternoon, and then get my kids out and go do something fun with them and spend time with them. Whether that's something simple, like I know there's some people who feel that in order to make a memory, you have to travel a long distance and go through a great adventure. When I really think that when it comes to kids, just spending time with them is the most important thing. And whether that is just sitting next to them, reading them a book, or maybe even coloring with them, or playing catch or soccer or shooting hoops or going fishing, just something real simple. That is what I think is the deciding factor of whether or not I will be a good father. And that's to provide discipline when necessary, love all the time, and, you know, education on what to do and how to do it. Therefore, use my mistakes that I've made in the past to help them, even though I know that they're going to make their mistakes and they're going to have to learn from their mistakes as well. So again, like I said, this episode is all over the place, but that's just something that I'm thinking about a lot. And then I say to myself, and I have this on the piece of paper, I guess that's normal. And I don't know if it is normal or not. And I'm sure it is. I'm sure in this crazy world that we live in, being busy and having conflict as far as time and where to spend it, that's pretty normal, I think. But I don't want it to be. Like, I want to be able to do everything. I want to be able to work as much as I want, play with my kids as much as I want. And it's just everybody wishes for more time in a day. And I just love, I've said this before in some of my other podcasts, but man, I just love hanging out with my kids, man. They make me feel young. And at my age, you know, you hear people talk about midlife crisis. I'm 43 now. I will be turning in November. November 5th is my birthday. And so I'll be turning 44 in November. And I'll tell you this right now, man, like midlife crisis type feelings are absolutely real. Like I got invited to go on a hunt in Alaska on a trip with like, I believe 4, 5, 6 other guys. And I'm really, really thinking about it right now, but it's the money. right? It's the money, right? And so I live in an environment where money and time have to be spent equally. So although when my family goes on a vacation, let's say we've gone to Florida, we've gone to Omaha, because I sleep in my truck, because I eat cheap food, because I don't like typically stay, do anything extravagant, I can go on multiple hunts a year for a very short, a week and spend very little. I have all the gear I need. It's basically gas money and tags. Okay. That's it. But then when we go on these family trips, we're spending thousands of dollars. You know, you can't go do anything anymore without spending like hundreds of dollars, especially like even if you're going to go bowling or if you're going to go to a zoo like 4 hours away from home, you know, then you got hotels and you get, you know, all, you're not going and eating freeze dried meals. You're not eating Mountain House, right? You're not bringing a cooler. You could do that, but, you know, people don't want that. And so, you know, this is that balance thing again. So in order for me to continue to go and do the hunts that I want to go do, I also have to participate in planning getaway times for my family and for my wife. So there's that balance again, and I'm really feeling the pressure of that because, and I'm skipping down here to this pressure, is because I just got a notification in the mail earlier this week that I did draw South Dakota again. And with the amount of points that I have, unless there is a ridiculous amount of point creep, I'm probably going to hunt Kansas this year, or I'm going to draw Kansas. And of course, Iowa, and then Oklahoma. If I'm that close to Kansas, where I think I'm going to be hunting, or I'm going to try to hunt, then I'm going to be tempted to go hunt Oklahoma as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing if I draw Kansas. But if I draw Kansas, so now I have two tags there. So now I'll be hunting South Dakota, Kansas, and Iowa. And I'm not going to be able to go 8 days like I have in the past. So South Dakota, usually what happens, I leave on a Sunday. I have basically a day of driving on each end, and then I hunt 6 days. So I'm gone for a day. I travel for a day, a full day, and then I hunt 6 days, and then I travel. All right. So now if I did that twice, that's 16 days. That's half a month. And then I got to throw in, Iowa. And then I have to also match, like South Dakota isn't not so much because I think I'll probably go early October this year. But Kansas, I want to hit during pre-rut rut. Iowa, I definitely want to hunt the rut. And Oklahoma is kind of a side bet if Kansas goes well. I obviously am going to spend more time in Kansas until I get a job done. But if for some strange reason day one in Kansas, I lay down a deer, I might go take it to my uncle's who lives in Kansas, then hop down to Oklahoma and try to hunt Oklahoma for a couple days, right? I mean, over-the-counter tags, real easy to get. I think two deer now. I don't know if they changed the law, but at least one buck or, you know, one deer in Oklahoma. And then, you know, usually what I do in Iowa, and this is the shit that pisses my wife off most of the time, is I go and hunt Iowa until I'm done, right? And so this past year, man, I hunted for 4 days, came home for two or three, and then hunted like three more days. And so I was home off and on, but still away. And you heard me talk about my schedules with the kids. She's doing that by herself. We do have neighbors that are very helpful. I help with their kids. They help with our kids, you know, transporting and things like that. So that helps out a lot. But as all of you fathers know, and, I say fathers because 97% of the people who listen to the Nine Finger Chronicles podcast are men. And so basically I'm talking to men right now. If you're a lady who is listening to this, welcome. Thank you. Stick around. But to all the men out there, you know what it's like when you leave home, right? The fuse is short. They want you home, whether it's the kids want you home or the wife definitely wants you home, because your presence, and that tells me something. That tells me that my presence is needed and my presence is wanted. And that, you know, in a way makes me feel good. But gotta hunt, man. Like, I'm to the point now where it sucks having to say this, but I rely on this type of stuff for income to feed my family now. So, you know, imagine doing a hunting podcast where the host never hunted or just hunted like twice a year, two weekends a year, or one gun season, right? And so it's that balancing act that we're all trying to just handle. And it's sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it takes a lot of patience, sometimes it takes no patience at all because, you know, things are taken care of. But it's always been a balancing act for me, and it will continue to be a balancing act until my kids are all being able to drive cars for themselves and they're able to go to practices by themselves, which is shit, still 10 years away. So life balance check, falling behind. I feel like I'm falling behind. I think I mentioned that on business and family. Guess that's normal. So when I do get to spend time with my kids, for Christmas this year, we bought them a PS5 PlayStation, and we monitor how much they play. We don't try to give them like a free, because my youngest son, he loves video games, and we have to tell him, dude, stop, go color some pictures, let's read a book, go outside and play, that kind of stuff. But there's a game out there. There's two games that I have fallen in love with. One is Fortnite. And basically, you go collect guns and you try to be the last person standing. You shoot other people until it is so fun. Then you can do a whole bunch of different things, like team up with a group of people or three people or two people. And then you can go out and you guys work as a team to try to go handle that. So with that said, that game is really fun. But there's a game called The Way of the Hunter, and that game is absolutely kick ass. It is a hunting game, and there's a story behind it, so I'm going to try to do it justice. Grandpa has to go to the hospital. Grandson comes to his cabin, and you have to complete a whole bunch of missions. Like, one of them was a lady wants to cook some goose, so you got to go shoot some geese. There's a wedding and someone wants to have deer heart at their wedding, so you got to go shoot a male and a female deer. There's mule deer, and the level that I'm in is Nez Perez, I believe, the Nez Perez National Forest. And there's you get a Jeep you can drive around. You go look for tracks. You go look for their beds. There's elk, moose, multiple different birds, pheasants, wolves. There's foxes. There's mule deer, whitetails, elk, moose. I think there's bighorn sheep in it. Mountain goats in certain parts of it too. So it is an absolutely fun game. And It is as close to hunting of a video game that I've ever seen in my life. So if you own a PS5, or I'm not sure where else they have this Way of the Hunter, it is actually educational in a way as well. Obviously you can choose between a variety of guns. You can choose between archery equipment and crossbows. That's pretty cool. But the cool thing about this is that it allows you, I hand the controller over to my daughter, and it allows you to explain things to her. Like, oh, hey, you can't, in the game, if you're upwind of them, they're going to smell you, right? If if they get downwind to you, they're going to smell you and then they run away, right? If you get too close or make too much noise, they run away. And so it's a great, like, okay, follow this trail up this hill and stay still for just a little bit. Right. And then you can go to like an encyclopedia and you can look at what animal you're hunting. And then it tells them when they feed, where they water, where they sleep. And then you can go to those positions and you can basically wait for them to pop up or sneak up on them. And then, you know, I have these conversations like, okay, that's a bad idea because they're going to smell you. Look at your scent. You got to go loop around them and get, you have to be downwind of them. And it, I don't know, man, it's really fun. So everybody needs to go check out, if you're a video gamer, if whether you have them or you don't have them, whatever. Nothing replaces the real thing, though, because I can tell you right now, my daughter had more fun really turkey hunting than she does playing this video game. But The Way of the Hunter, man, it's a fun game. All right, what else? Okay. I feel like I'm missing out on the outdoors too a little bit with this busy schedule. I have it here on my paper. I've been doing a lot of daydreaming lately, and usually it's when I'm with my kids playing Way of the Hunter. They're playing around and I'm looking at my mounts and I'm looking at where I shot these. And I don't know if I'm the only one who does it, but I'm a little weird. Everybody knows that. I look at my mounts and the memory, the wind direction, the access routes, the exact tree location that I shot them out of, the time of year, the day, like all that stuff comes back to me. And then I say to myself, could I have done it better? Could I have been closer? Could I have put myself in a position where I didn't need to call on some of the deer that I've called in the past? And so I've been thinking a lot about that. And I think about turkey hunting. Like I took my turkey, my daughter, you know, there's plenty of places on public to go hunt where I hunt, down by, or where I live. And so I haven't done that yet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it just because of the schedule. I want to go mushroom hunting so I can have some more smoked turkey with some fried mushrooms and maybe even some perch that my father-in-law caught, have a fish fry with mushrooms, man. That'd be badass. And so I want to get out and do these things, but just the time, man, it is absolutely crazy how much time I don't have. That seems to be the message. But with all that daydreaming, what it's doing for me, it's my excitement level for this upcoming season is higher than it normally is this time of year. This time of year, I'm usually not thinking about anything except, you know, baseball and other kids' activities, but I'm doing a ton of thinking about the upcoming season. And I think a lot of it has to do with Kansas, to be honest with you, because I feel like I'm going to draw Kansas. This is my third year applying for it. And the first 2 years were no-goes. This year, I'm hoping I draw Kansas. But I'm getting excited for the cat and mouse game for some reason more this year than I did last year. And I think a lot of it has to do with a trail camera that I checked during youth turkey season that resulted in a whole bunch of mature bucks on it. I think three particular deer that were four or older. And I'm really excited to get out and start putting trail cameras out, throw some mineral sights out, try to get the ball rolling on where these deer are hanging out, what they're doing, and really getting like just getting the game, getting in the game again. This past year, I was in the game when I got to the property, but I don't think all of the stuff that I really enjoy, like checking trail cameras and getting a picture of a buck on two trail cameras and trying to triangulate his coordinates through terrain features and shit like that. Like that is what I absolutely love, that chess match. And I don't feel like I did that as much last year as I want to this year. So that's another thing that I've been thinking about quite a bit. I do, like I mentioned in previous podcasts, man, I got permission from one of the landowners to do a little habitat work, specifically hinge cutting on some smaller smaller trees that don't have a lot of value, like Osage orange, probably cut down some honey locusts. Those are the locust trees with the really nasty thorns on them. And that's it as far as habitat work. But from what I've talked with some of the guys who do habitat work, and I showed them imagery of this particular property, they think that hinge cutting is going to change the game on this property, just because of the lack of a cover from the surrounding farms and the browse line on the farm that I hunt. So, you know, you bring some of that vegetation and stem count down, create bedding areas, create additional food. And we'll see, man. We will see. So I think I've talked a little bit about everything that I wanted to talk about in this episode. We talked about Taylor Swift. We talked about baseball season. We talked about smoked turkey. I can't wait to my son. This is my son's birthday week, and he turns, Jesus Christ, he turns 9. He turns 9 this year, and time is absolutely flying by. It is absolutely crazy. I was emptying out, or my youngest son, he had to bring something to school the other week where he was talking about his family. And we had to show pictures of him from one, like a baby, all the way to 6 years old. And so I start digging around in all these pictures that we have, right? Some on the phone, some actually printed pictures. And you look, there's a picture of my daughter when she was probably about 6 months old, sleeping in a car seat. You know, this isn't very manly to admit, but I got emotional, man. Like, where did that time go? You blink and it's gone. And all that does is just make me realize the importance that we give on shit, that we put on shit that is not important. That didn't come out right, but I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, there's so many people out there, and I know them. I try not, I might be this person too. But I try really hard not to put a value on possessions. Like, oh, you got to have a nice house. You got to have a nice car. You got to have a, you know, nice clothes. You got to be in all these things and do this. Man, with this midlife crisis type time frame that I'm going through, you realize that shit does not matter. My grandparents were by far the biggest inspirations in my life, right? Some of them, you know, my mom and my dad also had a huge role. My brother, he went through the same shit that I went through in my life. So he understands, but I will say this. When I think about my grandpa, I don't think about what kind of house they lived in. I don't think about what kind of truck he drove. I don't think about, you know, whether he was some sharp dressed man. I think about sitting on his lap, drinking a Mountain Dew, watching baseball in the summer times when he would come in from planning or doing chores. After lunch, he would sit down and I would, because my grandparents, excuse me. My grandparents, they would babysit me and my brother when my parents would go off to work. And so my grandma would pretty much take care of us. And we were either in a tractor planting during planting season, or we were in the back of a combine, you know, in a combine cab, and we would fall asleep in these areas, right? And so we would sit there bumping along in a tractor and just loved every second being with these people, going on camping trips with my dad, you know, going on walks and fishing and riding bikes with my mom. Just like, I don't remember the possessions. And what I'm trying to get at is a lot of us value things, put a value on things that have, they're not important, man. Big bucks. You think a big antlered deer, you think any of those mounts downstairs matter to me? They do, but do they, what, like in comparison to my family, who gives a shit? You can have my mounts, man. You can have deer hunting. Like if you made me choose, what do you think I'm going to choose? It's, you realize that time is so precious and all you want to do, like all I want to do now is just hang out with the people that I love. I don't need a nice truck to do that. I don't need my pontoon boat, right? I know that I personally can go out and I can have a ton of fun with my family for $0.00. Maybe a glove and a baseball for my son, maybe a soccer ball, maybe a fishing pole for my daughter, right? 410. I spent $390 on a 410 and then another $390 on shells. But those are the memories, man. Those are the memories. And I hope this isn't coming off as sappy, but this is all I think about these days, man. Like, it's kind of crazy, but when my kids get on the school bus, I kind of miss them throughout the day. They are some crazy assholes. I'm telling you right now, my kids, they fight all the time with each other. Our house is loud, yelling, screaming, hey, do this, blah, 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 you know, back and forth. I yell, they yell, you know, get their attention, time for bed, blah, you know, there's nothing soft about our house. I love it. I love it. Like, I miss them when they're at school. I miss them when they go to their grandparents' house. I miss them when they, I don't know, man, it's going to be hard. This is going to suck. This is going to be the hardest part, is when they decide to break off on their own and start to do that next chapter in their life, which is, I mean, shit, my daughter's 11 now, right? Yeah, she's 11. Yeah, she's 11 now, and I think 11 or 12. And no shit, she's 12. She might be 12. She's born in February of 2013. So that puts her at 10, 11, 12. Holy shit. So, I got 6 more years of her in the house and she's gone. I don't want to think about that. I wish there was a pause button like in that Adam Sandler movie where you can pause time and just live in the moment more. That's what I want. That's ultimately what I want, is to be able to live in the moment more. This world's crazy, man. You know what? I'm going to give you guys all some homework. And maybe this is crazy. Maybe this is one of those episodes that you've skipped through, or maybe no one's listening right now. But if you got a grandparent or a mom or a dad that you haven't been able, or a brother or sister that maybe you don't get along with, or, you know, maybe there is a problem in your family, dude, resolve it right now. Resolve it right now. There's no time. There's no time left. Because what'll happen is, and I've lived this in my life. I held a grudge against someone for several years, and then that person died. And then that person died, and then I was never able to reconcile anything with that person, right? So when he died, me and him were not on speaking terms at all. And in a way, I kind of learned some stuff from this guy. I had a working relationship with him. But then some things happened. I held a grudge against him, and then he died. And I never had the opportunity to reconcile that. And I felt extremely guilty after that. I held a grudge on somebody. Not worth it. Nothing's worth it. You move on. It's okay to separate. It's okay to separate yourself from people who are negative in your life, but it is not okay to hold a grudge, right? They don't have to be in your life, but holding a grudge is almost like wearing a weighted jacket. Like if you try to swim with a weighted jacket, you're just going to drown in it, man. And so I am not a psychologist, by the way. I just want to say, I'm going to shut her down. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you who have taken time out of your day throughout the last 10 years to download the Nine Finger Chronicles, the Hunting Gear podcast, to listen to the other podcast on the Sportsman's Empire, all of the Sportsman's, like all of the content providers that are in the Sportsman's Empire, man. Thank you. Thank you to everybody. Literally, you are making my life. Right? All the people who are listening, you are the reason that I am able to do what I do because of your attention, the attention that you give me. And so I'm just going to end it with a big thank you. Good vibes in, good vibes out.